Okay, then I am going to call this meeting to order at 6:02 PM. And if Mark could put something up there, I can see a flag, we could say the pledge. Have a flag we can look at somewhere?
Yeah, go ahead.
There it is, okay. If you'd like to stand, we'll say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic where which it stands, one nation.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Louise, could you take roll call, please?
Absolutely. Mr. Bowers? Mr. Bowers?
Oh, it's home.
I may need to unmute him. Go ahead.
Mr. Bowers? Okay, Mr. Butler? Mr. Butler? Mr. Carlone?
Present.
Mr. Capolo? Well, you said he was here. Mr. Forte?
I can see him.
Mr. Forte?
He's here.
No one's talking.
Judy, it's Ray. We were muted by the host, so I'm unmuted now and I'm here.
Okay. Hello, Jimmy Butler. Brian, I know. Brian, are you here? Can you talk?
Mr. Gray? Mr. Gray?
Hold on, one second. I'm trying to unmute him. Go ahead.
Here. Here.
Herba? Mr. Malerba? Ms. Pertoso?
Here.
Mr. Palastro? Sevchek?
Here.
Eight. You've got a quorum.
Looks like Mr. Butler is dialing in, so we'll see what the.
Okay, so we determined that Brian's here, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we determined Jim is getting in. And how about Carlos here, right? I saw him.
I didn't get him.
He was here. And Sammy I saw.
Those are the two I don't have.
I saw him on. Can't miss Sammy with that beard.
Mr. Malerba? Very bad tonight. Mr. Malerba? Mr. Palastro? Not getting either one of them.
Mr. Palastro's on the phone. We're trying to unmute him.
I'm here.
There he is.
All right, thanks, Mark.
The only one I'm missing is Carlo.
And like I said, he was on, he was having trouble with his microphone. It was making noises.
Hold on, let me find him and I'll unmute him. I can't, like, just give me one second here. Oh, here we go.
Hey, Carlo. Mark's trying to unmute you right now.
Nope. Carlo, leave it alone. I'll unmute you. Just leave it alone. Don't click the button. Carlo, you there?
I'm here now. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, and did Jimmy get on?
One second more.
Jimmy, you'll have a full board.
Oh, they'll be here. Just gathering them all up. Herd the cats into the box. All right. Okay, because everybody can hear? All right. So we have the instructions on the board, but I'm going to go over them for those of you who have possibly dialed in and can't see them before we actually start the public hearing. We also have public portion on the thing, but because we're starting a public hearing, that kind of is not going to be done because it's the same thing. So for tonight, this is June 22nd, it's 6 o'clock, a little after. If you want to speak tonight, you have to send an email to requests@derbyct.gov. And in that email, you got to give your full name and address, and then how we can find you on here, either your screen name you're showing up as, or if you're dialing in, what number you're dialing in on. You will be open to talk in the order that you send the emails. Mark will unmute you when it's your turn. He'll let you know. He will introduce you. And then you have 3 minutes to talk regarding the proposed budget. All right. So if there are no questions, then we will let the public hearing begin. Do we have anybody, Mark?
Yes, I have. The first speaker will be Andrew Backlick, 501 Roosevelt Drive. And then will be Jim Gilday, and then Tara Heider. So if you guys could just prepare yourselves, I'll make sure that you're on.
I have Jimmy Butler calling me. Can you call him? And
yes, indeed.
All right.
Okay. Mr. Backlick, can you unmute yourself?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Andrew Backlick, 501 Roosevelt Drive. I'm also the chief of staff of the city. I think we've beat this thing to death over the last few weeks. I just wanted to publicly commend the tax board, Judy, and your board. You guys have had an unenviable and tenuous task here of trying to balance a budget with a very limited amount of economic development, which I know Carmen, myself, and mayor's office and our city staff works very hard on. But in a limited period of time, we've had an influx of so many new expenses, and not necessarily new expenses, but even old expenses that were not properly accounted for. You guys have really had your hands tied. I'm going to grab my dog before she barks. Sorry. Okay. So I just want to commend you publicly, and I also especially want to commend Interim Finance Director Keith McLiberty, without whom I don't know that we would gotten to the point that we're at now. We started off, if you just looked at the budgetary requests from all the different city departments, I believe the number was 4.23 mils that we would have had to raise on our taxpayers, many of which who are already struggling because of coronavirus or loss of work or being on fixed income. So the fact that Keith was able to work on that and many hours in his office over the weekends and things like that to get that down to in the mid twos. And now the tax board has done what you guys can do to get it to 1.98, I believe is what we're walking into tonight. And I know there's still some opportunity for change there. Again, I don't envy you folks, and I think you've done a great job. I think the Board of Ed has done a great job in the years past working with what they got, which includes a zero 2 years in a row. I think we all kind of agree that that's not sustainable for them to be able to continue to operate that way. Where you folks land with that decision is a big one. So I can just tell you that we're going to do our best to make this thing more sustainable in years to come and come up with alternative ways to keep the city afloat and keep the city that we love financially solvent. So I just kind of want to thank everybody and put that out there publicly. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. All right, Mark, you got our next person?
Next speaker is James Gilday. So give me 1 second, Jim, and I'm trying to unmute you here.
Hello?
Go ahead, Jim. You're all set.
Hi, thank you. Andrew only used a minute and a half, so hopefully I could use his minute and a half.
Mr. Gilday, can you just please identify yourself for the record, please?
This is Jim Gilday, chairman of the Derby Board of Education. I live at 11 Academy Hill Road in Derby. I wanted to just, follow up on my discussions last week. Although last week when I first spoke in public portion, I thought we were at 670,000, not 450,000. And that's really what I want to talk about here today. I'm hoping that this year we could just do a little bit better than where the tax board ended up. I'm hoping that there's room to go up a little bit higher to a figure closer to the 679. I want to point out that, I've lived in Derby my whole life. And I think it's important that we make Derby a place where we want people to live, a place where we want our children to live. I'm sure many of us have seen our children move out of town, and you have to ask yourself why. And I'm going to tell you, it's easy for me to say I've been a taxpayer my whole life, but it's just not only about taxes. And if I could stress any one point, it's that. There's an article that talks about the worst places to live. Derby is number fifth. And it's not fifth because of the affordability. It's not fifth because of the overall cost of living. Because the overall cost of living were 118. I'm not saying that's great, but that's not five. And it's five because of the amenities, it's five because of the commute, it's five because of education, it's five because of safety. That's really what drives our town. And if we're gonna make this town a place where our children stay and that families move into, we have to do a number of different things. We have to raise property values. You don't do that by cutting every single service and cutting everything to the bone. You do that by raising property values, by offering services, by fighting for the train station and the rail cars to have half-hour service. You do that by doing so much more with Whittock Park so that it's a true resource, so that people want to go there. You do that by building on the beautiful waterway that we have. You do that by funding education. We think that by trying to keep taxes the bare minimum and cutting everything, that we're making this town a place that people want to live, and we're driving people away. We're driving your children away. We're driving our families away. I don't think we're that far, folks, and I know that you have a tough job. I'm just asking, you've given us zero for 2 years in a row, and I'm just asking to go, if you consider going back a little bit more to the higher figure that we were at the other night, so we could little by little raise property values, increase services, increase amenities, and make this the type of town that our children stay in. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Who else have we got, Mark?
Next will be Tara Heider. So just identify yourself for the record, please.
Sure, Tara Heider, 51 Franklin Avenue. I also want to thank the tax board for the time and thought put into the education budget, not just the last meeting, but I do understand the complexity of this work, this volunteer work. So I just want to commend you for how challenging this is. I do want to make a few points about the education budget. As you know, similar to what Mr. Gilday said, a city's investment in education attracts quality families. A city's investment in education attracts quality families. The Derby Board of Education isn't asking for bells and whistles. We're not. We really never have historically asked for bells and whistles. There's nothing fancy about it. We're just asking for the cost to provide the bare minimum to move forward. In recent years, I can make a list, and although I will not share that list, but I can make a list of generational families who have raised their families here and who had been raised here for decades, and they have chosen to move out of Derby. They've chosen to relocate. They're relocating because of the underfunding of education and the less and less being offered in this great city. And I'm asking that you please consider fully funding the Board of Education budget prepared by Dr. Conway so that we can move forward and provide our kids with what they deserve. Again, thank you for your time. And I appreciate all the work that you put into this.
Thank you, Tara. Got anybody else, Mark?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's give it a few minutes.
Judy, maybe for the benefit of the people who are just dialed in by telephone, you could just repeat the what they need to do if they want to speak.
Absolutely. If you've just dialed in by phone to the public hearing for the Derby budget, and you would like to put in your two cents and participate, you can send an email to requests, requests at derbyct.gov. And in there, give us your name, your address, and how to locate you in Zoom here, be it by phone if you're dialing in, or be it by screen name if you're logging on. And then we will arrange so you can speak. And we'll wait another 5 minutes or so, so that everyone has an opportunity. I'll be right back. All righty, it is 20 after. The meeting was announced for 6. I think I would imagine anybody who wanted to speak has had a chance to dial in. If it pleases the board, we will move on to the voting. All right, we're going to do. Yes.
I don't have anybody else. I don't have anybody else in the queue. I just checked and hit the receive, so that's all we have.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Okay, I'm going to close then the public hearing. Our next item on the agenda is to adopt the final budget. We're going to do something a little different this year. Just not that things are different enough, right? We are going to go ahead and vote on the appropriations. Well, we always do that first, but we're going to go ahead and vote on the school budget first. Because otherwise, by the time we get through all the rest of the budget, everybody's waiting. That's what they're waiting for. We figured, let's get that up front. So that will be decided. And then as we go down through the rest of the budget, if we change anything, we'll know if that might affect the rest of our budget. So I'm going to start off. I'm going to put my budget up on the screen. And we're going to go right down to the education budget. And we will start there. So let's see. First, I have to say share. I have to find it. Search. It's not it. Lost my budget. My budget. right.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Hold on one second. It seems there's another request. I'm not sure.
No. Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't get an email, but it was.
You got a dog too, Jim. So,
Mr.
I like Jim's dog. The big fluffy one.
Madam Chair, if you would recognize Mr. Gilday, I'm trying to unmute him here, but I'm getting text. But Mr. Gilday, can you? Go ahead.
Hi, I was here, yes. I appreciate the additional consideration. Laura Harris said that she had sent in the email, and I don't know if it wasn't going through, and it was. I would just ask the consideration to let her speak since the request was new for us. She did email, though, and she did want to weigh in during public portion.
Okay. I'll
unmute her, but I'm sorry to Mrs. Harris, but I did not get an email, so.
Okay, well, stuff happens.
Yep.
I said stuff, that was so good.
All right, Mrs. Harris, there, go ahead.
Thank you. Laura Harris, 511 Roosevelt Drive, Derby, Connecticut. Thank you all the tax board members for everything that you did this past budget season. I just want to stress the fact that Derby Board of Ed budget was zero balance 2 years in a row. I want the fellow tax board members to please, please reconsider to fully fund the Board of Ed's budget for next school year. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, Judy.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we are moving on to the budget. We have got, hold on, I got to fix the screen thing here. Go away. All right. Let me get a little organized here. We don't need those. All those junk on here. A little bit easier to see. All right. Okay, let me bring that back up as needed. All right, we're going to start out with, we'll start out with the preliminary budget as a template. And of course, we can move on from there. So to start off, I'm going to ask someone to please make a motion to adopt the Board of Education budget, Department 9100. For the amount of $19,061,606. Do I hear a motion? You got everybody unmuted, Mark? For the tax board?
All the board members should be unmuted. Actually, maybe have Louise call the roll just to make sure that everybody is unmuted.
Okay. Yeah, please, Louise.
Okay. Mr. Bowers? Evidently not. Mr. Bowers? Mr. Butler?
Present.
Mr. Carlone?
Yeah, Carlo. Okay. He's working on it. Hang on.
Mr. Carlone? Evidently not, Mark. No one's answering. Mr. Coppola? Mr. Forte?
Here.
Oh, got one.
Got two. Mr. Gray? Mr. Malerba?
He was just on the phone telling me he's muted.
Okay.
Ms. Petosa?
Here.
She's that, she said yes. Just about.
Rose said yes.
I got it. Mr. Pilastro?
Here.
Okay, Judy, I didn't get Mr. Bowers.
I am unmuted now, thank you.
Okay, let me, can I do this one then, Louise, just to make sure, because I got my things in order. So I've got Ray, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler, are you on? Can you hear me?
I'm on.
And Chris Carlone?
I am on.
Brian?
Can you
Brian Capolo, are you there? That's what we're going to work on. Rob?
I'm here.
Mike Gray? Carlo? Rose?
Here.
Sam?
Here. Yes.
Okay, we still need Brian, Mike, and Carlo.
Thank you.
Mike Gray, are you?
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, I got Mike. I just need Brian and Carlo. Now, there's no cussing in Italian on here.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was on mute, mamma mia. Sorry.
This is Brian Capolo. I'm unmuted.
Okay, we got Brian. How about Carlo? Carlo's our last one in. That's Carlo. Hello. How are you?
Carlo, you there?
I'm on, yep. Thank you, Mark.
Okay, we're all set. Thank you, Mark, very much. Okay. So I am
someone,
no problem. We're getting there. I'm surprised we can get this work, quite frankly, with all the
stuff
going on. So I need someone to make a motion as a starting motion to accept the budget for the Board of Education Department 9100 for the amount of $19,001,606.
Judy, no. This is Rose. I'll make the motion.
Rose?
Okay. And I need a second. Can someone second that?
Judy, please? What was that number?
It's the number? One we did in the prelim, 19,061,606.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll do I have a second?
I'll second.
Who was that?
Carlo.
Carlo, okay. Do you guys want to discuss or do you guys want to vote and see how that goes? Any discussion? Pre-voting? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Is there any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, so Louise, could you please do a roll call?
Go. Ray Bowers?
No.
Mr. Butler?
No.
Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Capolo? Mr. Capolo? Come on. Mr. Capolo?
Come back to him.
Mr. Forte.
Yes.
Mr. Gray.
No.
Mr. Malerba.
Yes.
120.
Yes, correct.
Ms. Bertozzo?
No.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
I have to go back to Mr. Coppola.
You don't have to. The motion already failed, but it would be good if you could hang in there. Okay, so the motion failed. So I would need one of those who said no or was missing to make an alternate motion, please.
Madam Chair, this is Mike Gray. I'd like to make a motion.
Yes.
I'd like to revisit and make a motion for the amount that I believe Mr. Bowers proposed last Thursday evening at the amount of increase of $601,000 to cover contractual obligations for the Board of Education.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hold on.
I didn't get the number.
Hold on, we don't have it yet. I got to figure it out. So you want to take last year's 716,216, and you want to add to it the 601 for the salaries, right?
Yes.
Okay, so as I understand, Mr. Gray is making a motion for $20,317,316.
I'll second that. It's
Ray. Well, so that was Ray. Mike. I'm writing these down as we go this time. Okay, so Mike made the motion.
Ray.
Mike Gray made the motion. And who seconded Ray. It? Was that you, Ray?
Yeah.
Discussion? Okay. Hold on. This is, I got to write this down as we go, because then if we get stuck, I'll know what we did. 317.
Mike Capullo here. I'm unmuted. Thank you.
601. Okay. Any discussion on that? Are you guys ready to vote? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
All right. Roll call, please.
So again, Mr. Bowers.
Yes.
Mr. Butler.
Yes.
Mr. Carlone.
Yes.
Mr. Coppola. Mr. Coppola.
He's muted.
Well, unmute him.
I've unmuted him six times. If he keeps muting himself, it's going to be a problem. So.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brian.
All right. Thank you.
Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Forte.
No.
Mr. Gray.
Yes.
Mr. Malerba.
No.
Ms. Pertozzo.
No.
Mr. Pilastro.
Yes.
Okay, we still fail. We have four no's, so motion does not carry.
Judy, can you, for the first motion that was made, who made the motion?
The first motion Rose. Was made by Rose.
Rose.
Just,
okay, thank
if
you.
Got, if you still got fire there, just move it over.
I can't. It was the whole thing. I couldn't reach it.
All right, just grab it.
Brian? Brian?
Yes.
Any of the members of the task board, do not use the mute function of Zoom. Use your own mute function. Just your own mute function, like your phone mute, if you're on your cell phone. Otherwise, it's going to keep locking you out.
Okay, so we've had no's both times from Brian. I don't know what he would have voted on the original, so I don't know. Rose, you've been no both times, so maybe you'd like to make a motion.
No.
No?
I just say, no, it's too high. we're, you know, we're on fixed incomes here and everything. And everything, gotcha. And the WPA is going up and everything else.
But you voted no on the first one, which was the lowest, just saying. So you want to go even lower than what we had the other night?
If we could.
Well, will you want to make a motion?
Yeah, but I don't know where you're going to cut it. I don't want to pick where you're going to cut it because I don't know where to cut it. I'll make the motion for a lower amount, but...
That's okay. Just staying in there because I don't think it's going to pass anyway. So, who would like to make another... So we tried the original, which was the giving them only, what was that amount?
445,000.
445? 445. Okay. That went down, well, that was down at least four. And then we have this one, which is increasing 601,000. That also went down 1, 2, 3. That went down at least 4. So. Okay.
Judy, the only person that voted differently from the preliminary budget was Rose. Is that correct? On the first number, for the 445 number? Is there another person as well?
Well, there were four no's. There was Ray, no, Jim, Mike, and Rose. Brian wasn't available. And I chose not to vote because it already failed with four.
So the only difference was Rose, correct?
What do you mean by different? I don't know.
From the preliminary budget. Just trying to see if there's another person, if they wanted to make a motion to make a different number.
Ray seconded the second motion. I mean, anybody who voted no to the first one, but yes to the second one, and it failed, they could try to hit somewhere in the middle. I mean, what we've got right now is we could give them, let's do it that way. We could give them anywhere from zero, and this is just, these are increases here, okay? Okay, so increases could be no increase over last year, 445,000 over last year, 601,000 over last year, or what they asked for, which I believe was 1.1 something over last year. Okay, 1,100. Okay, 1.1. Yeah. Okay, these are our options. No increase at all, or everything they asked for. This was just giving them the salary increases as per the union. This was, I'm not exactly sure what we did there, just a lower number. So these are, we got to be in this range somewhere. We're obviously not going to give them more than they asked for because that would be silly.
Madam Chair, can I make another motion?
Who is this?
This is Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, you can, sure.
I'd like to make a motion to increase the Board of Education budget by $540,000.
540?
Yes.
Where were we at? This would be 19, no. 16 plus. Say it again, 540, you said? 540?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'm looking at the right one. Hold on. I'm going to look at... Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong one. I apologize. Okay. 540. Okay, I apologize. Those votes that we did before, I know we were voting on an increase. They didn't pass anyway, but our correct baseline would be the 18,616,606. Is Keith still there? That is our correct baseline from last year. I apologize. So if we want to give them 540,000, 18,606, 504,000, this would be our number. That's being proposed by Mike at this point in time. Okay. So Mike has made a motion that we give them a budget of 19,156,606. This represents an increase of 540,000 dollars. I hear a second for that.
Okay, I got it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Judy, can you just bring it to the what it would do to the mill rate? Can we just look at that mill rate number quick before we vote on it?
All right, hang on. Was that you, Ray, seconding?
Yes, it was, Judy. Thank you.
540K for the mill rate. Let me see if I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this over here. No. That would put us, looks like, at about 2.19.
Thank you, Judy.
Judy, the base, the base we're using is the 18,616,606.
Correct. Yeah, I was in the wrong column when we started, so we're doing that correctly now. Thank you, Keith.
So that this would bring the bring it to 19,156,606.
Correct. That's what I got. Yep. Okay, so there's a motion on the table to adopt the amount of 19,156,606, which represents a $540,000 over last year, falling short of the 601, and would increase our mill rate, if we touch nothing else, to 2.194 mills. Ray has seconded that motion. All in favor?
No. Chris.
What?
That was Chris Carlone did.
No, Mike.
No,
oh, Chris.
Ray did. I'm sorry.
Made the motion.
It was Ray.
Chris.
It was
Ray. Said.
Mike made the motion and Ray seconded it. I'm keeping a chart here because if not, we're going to get nuts.
I don't know. Okay.
I did. This is Ray. I did second the motion. I don't know if Chris did at the same time, but.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Ray gets the position. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Roll call, please.
Bowers?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Mr. Capolo?
No.
DeForte?
No.
Okay. Yes?
No.
It was a no.
DeGray?
Yes.
DeMalerba?
No.
Joseph?
No.
Castro?
Yes.
Okay, motion fails. We have four no's. So hold on, this is going to be. Okay. All right. That was plus 540. Okay. So what would you guys like to try next?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to increase it from last year by...
This is Carla, right?
Yeah, 460.
460?
Yeah. Seems like we're getting close to the middle.
Well, we did 445, so you're going to go up from that a little bit?
Yeah.
Our preliminary is at 445. Okay, let's try that. So that's going to be equal to this plus 460, you said, right?
Correct.
You want to split that? I mean, are you willing to go up to the 500? I'd like to propose that like I did last time.
I'd like to make the state of the motion at 460.
Okay.
Okay. So Carlos made a motion that we adopt an increase of 460,000 over the prelim, which would give us 19,076,606. And I need a second for that.
I'll second it.
Second by Rose? Okay. All in favor?
All right. No.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Louise.
I'm ready. Mr. Bowers?
No.
No?
No.
Mr. Butler?
Yes.
Mr. Carlone?
Yes.
Mr. Capullo?
No.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
No.
Mr. Malerba?
Yes.
Toso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
Okay,
ahead. And I will give a yes to that. Motion passes. All right.
Judy, can we just go over that so everyone has the motion that passed, Judy?
Yes.
There was a motion to add 460 to the current 1920 appropriation, which was 18,616,600.
Correct.
Bringing the total for next year to 19,076,600, with that being divided with the MBR being 12,210,911, and the state funding being
6,865,689. Yes.
That doesn't match up on our spreadsheet though.
Hold on. I have two numbers here. So I have to take my 17. I have to add it on that line though. And on that line, 11,759,17, I have to add Carlos 460. There. So this
so
becomes
comes to 12,210,911.
917. Yep. 12,210,917. And then you've got your 6,865,689 for the state, gives you a total of 19,076,606. That match for you, Keith?
Yes.
I'm not going to keep a preliminary. I'm not going to keep a separate column. I'm going to make any changes to the preliminary. Come out with that. Okay. We're going to move back up to the top then.
So this is 19,076,606. Yes?
19,076,606.
Thank you.
All right. So with that, we are starting in, just to give an update. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Just fix.
Inch and a half. Yep.
Who is that? I can know that.
I don't know. I'm gonna go smack him in a minute.
Mute yourself.
Okay, we are now then with a mill increase of 2.194. Somebody please mute, whoever that is, please mute them or mute themselves. Hold on, I'm trying to check. Something's not adding up here. Let me just check real quick. So I got 48,107,56 there. Mill rate shouldn't be that high.
You were 2.1 with the 600,000.
This is, I got this wrong thing in here. Here we go. Yeah, see, I already plugged the number in there. My bad. My bad. I was playing. Okay, this should be equal to M527. Little tiny bit over. Oh, we could not be any closer to two, guys. We're like 1.999. All right. So now as we go back up to the top and we're coming down through there, we're sitting at 2 mils, okay? Everybody got that?
Yep.
All right, here we go. If we could find out who's working in the airplane factory in the meantime, that would be cool.
Your phone.
Is there any way you can see who's not muted, Mark?
Yes.
That's going to drive us nuts because we got to go fast.
I don't know if they're shaving or cutting their grass. I'm not quite sure.
Maybe it's Sam. That's not you, is it?
No, I'm home.
Joking about the beard, get it?
Yeah.
Probably getting kind of old. Is it Brian? I think he's at work, maybe.
I am at work, but that sounds like feedback, and I had my phone muted.
Hmm. I'll find out.
Okay, so let's move on. So we're back up to the mayor's office. I think I'll be able to see your name up there. We'll see how that works. So do I hear a motion to accept the mayor's budget at $188,761?
So moved.
Rob.
Motion by Rob. Second?
Second. Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Accept the budget for the probate court department, $1,200. Oh, come on. It's not feedback. Somebody's in a warehouse or something. Louder than I am. Okay, accept the budget for probate court department, $1,200 for $6,094. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to accept $4,000 for the budget for Department 1201 Finance Committee.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Carlo.
I'll second it, Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to accept the town clerk department 1300 with a budget of $231,357.
Make the motion.
Motion by Mike.
Second.
Second by Carlo. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Registrar of voters, I make a motion. I need a motion for $63,503. This is Department 1500.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second, Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Legal Services Department 1600. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $235,500?
The motion. Sam.
I just get that.
What the hell?
I know. What is that? I didn't get who made the motion. I'm sorry.
I can't hear anything. So, I'm gonna try again. Who made the motion, please?
Sam.
I made the motion.
Sam. And Mike, you seconded?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion by Sam. Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That's like an airplane. Okay, motion to accept a budget of $101,000 for the IT department, number 1700.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Treasurer's office, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $62,000? This is Department 2100.
I'll make the motion. This is Rose.
Motion by Rose.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
I'll second. Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our insurance department 2200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $564,566?
I make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our retirement is Department 2300. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $850,000?
Rob, I'm making a motion.
Motion by Rob.
Second.
Second by Carlo. Was that you?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Echo. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $7,230,400 for Employee Benefits Department 2400?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
I'll second, Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Finance Department 2500. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $235,551?
So moved.
Motion by Jim.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Payroll taxes, Department 2600. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $514,333?
I'll make a motion. This is Ray.
Motion by Ray.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Tax Collector Office, Department 2800. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $132,368?
I'll make the motion. Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Sam.
Second by Sam. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our Assessor Department 2900. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $123,080?
So move, Chris.
Second. Motion by Chris.
Second.
Second by Carlo. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Auxiliary Police Department 3000. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $16,821?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second, Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Pilastro going to recuse him?
Yes, I'm going to recuse.
Well, you're just right up there, Luis.
Thank you.
Watching you. Oh, were you going to recuse from the auxiliary?
Yes.
Okay, and the real one too?
Yes.
All right. do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $3,966,513 for our police department, department number 3100?
So move
the motion.
Motion by Rob. Was that you?
I'll yes. Second.
Second by Carlo. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Looks like we're not defunding our police this year. Fire Department, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $325,880 for Department 3200?
Make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We have the Office of Emergency Management, Department 3300. Do I hear the budget of $14,350?
Make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Rob, beat you by a little bit there. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Our Fire Marshal Department 3400. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $150,648?
A motion made by Sam.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Sam, I think I heard first. Motion by Sam, second by Rose. Is that okay?
All right. Make me play right. Second fiddle. Go ahead.
You're a good sport, Rose. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Gotta get ready, Rose, so you get out of the gate a little quicker there. All right. Motion to accept the budget of $255,838 for our public hydrants, Department 3600.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Very good, fast. Motion by Rose.
I'll second the motion.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Motion to accept a budget of $644,468 for our Mississippi Capital Department 3700.
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second it, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. By the way, as we go, if anybody has something, they have a question or whatever, just jump in after the second. I'll try to give you a minute. I don't want to ask each time because I don't think there is, but you have that opportunity always. We have our Highway Department 4100. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $1,736,672?
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Carl.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. Rose is on a roll. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Maloney?
Recuse.
You going to recuse,
Chris?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Chris Carloni has recused himself, but we still have no noes, so.
Right,
we did vote, right? I think we did.
Yeah.
Okay, motion carries. Now we have our electricity. Is anybody feeling very electric? You'd have to recuse yourself. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $470,100 for our city electricity department, $4,200?
So move, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
Second.
Second.
Second by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have sanitation. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $1,285,828 for our sanitation department number 4,300?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Oops. Almost spelled okay. Our Parks and Recreation Department, do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $231,609?
No move.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, motion carries. Our Payton Field House, also known as Ryan Complex, Department 5200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $57,901?
So moved.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second, Rob.
Second by Mike. I actually saw first. Did you say Mike or did I just see your name?
Yeah.
Okay, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Health Services, Department 5400. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $319,189?
So moved.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Sam.
Second by Rose.
Second by Sam. He beat you to it, Rose. You're slowing down again.
No, he didn't. You just said it.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. I would not do that, Rose. Got our Library Department, 5500. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $527,764?
So moved.
Carlo.
Second.
Second by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Cemetery Department 5600. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $600?
A motion by Sam.
So moved, Rose.
Motion by Sam, second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Building Inspector Department 6100. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $157,559?
I make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Community Development, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $153,278 for this department, 6300?
I make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
A second, Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passed. Okay, flood control. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $9,500 for this department, $6,400?
I'll make the motion, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Planning and zoning, do I hear a motion to accept $100 for their budget? They are department $6,500.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Rose.
I'll second, Chris.
Second by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then we have Inland Wetland Commission, Department 6510. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $190?
I'll make a motion. It's Ray.
Motion by Ray.
Second.
Second by Marlo. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Senior Center. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $210,057? This is Department 6800.
So moved, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Parking Division, Department 6900, do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $135,690?
So moved, Rob.
Motion by Rob.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Bonded indebtedness, Department 7100. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $2,777,016?
So moved, Rose.
Motion by Rose.
Second.
Second by Jim. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. LOSIP funds, Department 7200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $126,810?
So moved, Chris.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second, Mike.
Second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. City Hall Maintenance, Department 8100. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $344,541?
So moved.
Motion by Jim.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Citywide Agencies, Department 8200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $229,485?
I'll make the motion, Mike.
Motion by Mike.
Second.
Second by Jim.
Do we have any clarification on the Valley Transit?
Oh, I do not know. We were asking, good question. Did we hear anything, Keith? I think the question was, can they charge us less if we're using them less? Was that correct, Carl?
Yeah, or if we even need to give them that, because remember, none of the seniors are using it, or very few of them.
Correct. Did we have a chance to check any of that, Keith? I know we looked into the War Memorial and some other things, the Derby Early Childhood. I don't remember on the Valley Transit.
Hold on, he's muted. Hold on, let me see if I can, if he's trying to unmute himself. Sorry. Keith, if you can hear, stop trying yourself. I'll try to unmute it here.
Is you, Keith?
Hold on, I'm trying to unmute him. I don't know why it won't do it.
Hold on. What else? Okay, hang on.
Don't mute yourself. Is really
he's not. He says you have him muted.
No.
His number is 203-598-4957. He says you have him muted. He's not muted himself. He's on a phone, not a computer, Mark.
I understand. I see both, but I'm just telling you, I'm trying to unmute it, and I cannot. So,
okay, hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's telling me. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Keith. Okay, Keith says that he looked into it. It's a annual contribution to the Valley Transit System, not necessarily tied into the senior center. It's just, I think it would be worth looking into next year for sure. If the only reason we've done that in the past is because of the seniors, then it might be time to renegotiate that for sure. What could we do tonight? We could take out part of that, put it in special working balance to force maybe some talks, or I don't know, whatever you guys choose to do.
I make a motion to take out 5,000 and only have it to be 5,000.
Okay. So literally just lower it to 5,000?
Yes.
See what happens? All right. But not put part of it away?
Right, into, I guess, special working balance?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do we put it in special working balance, or we just decrease their budget?
I would just decrease the budget then.
Just decrease it?
Yeah.
I think we've maybe...
Oh, we're liable to confirm.
Is there a contract
you
for this?
Can't. Yes, you can't. Cut it.
Oh, I think we got Keith now.
Yeah, you can't just cut it. It's an obligation we have to one of the agencies in the town. If you want to move it and we can negotiate it, fine. You want, but I wouldn't cut it, because if we're obligated to pay it, you got to pay it.
Okay.
You know that. All right, then can we lower it to 5,000 and put the other 5,000 in the special line item? For them or not?
Sure. Yep. Yeah, sure, you can do that.
Because it's available there. Okay.
Right.
Go find my special working balance. Okay. So we would then change our motion would be to fund the citywide agencies 8,200 for the amount of, $224,485.
I had a motion.
Mike and Jim. Oh, okay. So we have changed it, so we need a new motion.
You want a new motion?
We need a new motion.
You can accept. You can accept if Mr. Gray accepts it as a friendly amendment. You can take it that way.
Would that be okay, Mike?
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Okay. All in favor?
Jim, is it all right? Jim?
Yeah, is it okay with you, Jim?
The maker of the motion is the only one that needs to accept it. Thank you, Madam Secretary.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Ooh, it's over here now. Okay. Bing, bing. Okay. I don't need those three. Okay, now we have our citywide fuel. Do I hear a motion to accept a budget of $150,000 for this department, 8,300?
So moved.
Motion by Jim.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We're going to come back to the working balance. I have to change this, so this should have changed. $257,190. That can't be right. Oh, I know why, because it's got the total in there. Hang on. $28,595. All right, we'll come back to special work, the budget. City engineer, do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $117,000 for this department, 8,600?
So moved.
Motion by Carlo.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. We already did the Board of Ed. Youth Service Bureau Department, 9,200. Do I hear a motion to accept the budget of $68,190?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Carlo.
Second.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then we have our grants. There's the Alliance grant and the Special Education grant. Do I hear a motion to accept a total of $2,348,102? This is Department 9,900.
So
moved. Motion by, was that you, Sam?
Yeah.
Motion by Sam.
By Jim. It was Jim Butler.
Oh, I'm sorry. Motion by Jim. Do I have a second?
Second, Ray.
Second by Ray. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. This is a pass-through amount, by the way. Okay, so if I go over here now. Ooh. Get any closer? Okay, we need to take out 1121 from the working balance to make this all stay in and standard 2 mils. So, kabam. Okay, so do I hear a motion to accept a budget working balance department 8400 for the sum of 1,695,621?
So moved, Rob.
Second by Rob.
Second by Rob.
Circa, I don't know who else. Rose, I'll take Rose. And does everyone understand that we have the all the items we've talked about in special working balance are tucked in there? This is just an amount we always have, more or less, to do extra, and this is our replenishment. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, we're going to take a roll call. Luis, can you take a roll call on that, please?
Hold on, I have to unmute her. Hold on.
Bowers?
Yes.
The Butler?
Muted.
Mr. Butler.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Carloni.
Yes.
Mr. Capolo.
Recused.
You recusing yourself?
Yes.
Mr. Forte.
Yes.
Mr. Gray.
Yes.
Mr. Gray?
He said yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. Mr. Malerba?
No.
Ms. Bertoso?
Yes.
Mr. Pilastro?
Yes.
Step check, do you want to?
We have 7 yeses. Okay, so motion carries. All right.
Verify the number.
1,695,621.
Got it.
695,621. Do you mind if I ask after the fact, Carla, what you were not liking?
Oh, sure. Based off of last time, I also voted no, and that's due to the fact of all the new jobs that are included in there, those jobs that are approved and not approved. And also the funding, the extra funding, but just in case for the storm damage.
Okay, thank you, Carla. Okay, so we will now, we might as well go ahead and take our total vote then. So do I hear a motion to accept an appropriation budget for the 2020-2021 year of 48,106,439?
No move, Judy.
Motion by Jim.
I'll second, Rob.
Second by Rob. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. So we have a budget. We need to go revenue, which is just a total line. Check, 48, 106, 439. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept a total revenue for this same period, 2020-2021, of $48,106,439?
Make a motion, Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second.
Who was that?
Carlo.
Second by Carlo. All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? Okay, motion carries. And last but not least, for our mill rate, this is assuming you guys, by accepting this mill rate, you accept a recovery rate of 99%, an increase of 1.999. No rounding, please, anyone, anywhere. Revenue, we just accepted, and the appropriations, we just accepted. Do I hear a motion to adopt a new mill rate under these conditions, these parameters of 43,869 mills?
Motion by Sam.
Motion by Sam.
Second by Ray.
Second by Ray. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We got a budget. So now we just have to figure out where we're going out to dinner. All right. Guess it would have to be takeout. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. This was really hard. Well, it's hard every year, I think, but this year had extra obstacles, but it all put together. How do you feel as a board in general? Was this since this year online as opposed to the normal? Like it? Were there things you liked? All right, we'll talk about this at the next meeting. I'm not sure when our next regular meeting is. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Sam.
Second by Rose.
Second by Rose. All in favor?
Aye.
All right,
we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone, very much.
Good night.